This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Okay, so you've heard a lot about artificial intelligence and the impact it's going to have on agriculture. You're even ready to start using it. But where do you start? Jennifer Roths is the head of ag lending at West Monroe. She helps ag lending institutions leverage AI, but her advice on where to start is relevant to all of us.
You've got your lender who's right out in the market. They're either talking to their clients, right? They're on the operations, they're prospecting. That information about those operations still has to get to the office. It still has to get to a system. Back in the day, you might send an email, you might get a phone call, you know, call your colleague. You still have to do that knowledge transfer. AI, you can simply get back into your truck. You can talk into whatever that bot is. You can set it up, right? So that information gets synthesized, organized, and prompt for the next step down the road, down the cycle for lending. And that is a very simple but realistic use case. And I think our advice would be don't over-engineer that. Start with just the simple of we want to talk into the AI, the chat. We want it to have these key outcomes organized in like three categories.
Rose said this one small starting point in her experience adds way more efficiencies than people expect. And that's today's Farm of the Future report brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.